It is Wednesday, the 24th of September, and I'm speaking today with Malini Mithal, who is an assistant director with Division of Financial Practices in the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. And we're talking today about a lawsuit filed by the FTC against Butterfly Labs, which is a company that purported to sell technology in order to create bitcoins for profit. And this really wasn't what was delivered. Why don't you explain what happened?
Sure. So defendants offer a number of products and services that they say consumers can use to mine for bitcoins. Defendants represent that they use the latest technology and that consumers can use this technology to generate a substantial number of bitcoins or to make a profit. And defendants have collected over $50 million from consumers for these purported products and services. And then in many instances, they haven't provided the products or services at all, or they've provided them so late that they have become obsolete. In fact, one employee has referred to these late arriving products as effective as a room heater in terms of mining for bitcoins.
So even though we are looking at this new technology, cryptocurrency and bitcoins and mining and mathematics for currencies, really what we're looking at is just an old-fashioned scam.
You know, that's a great way to put it. So, you know, this is in some ways, we've alleged a classic fraud. The defendants promised a product, the product was supposed to do certain things, and they didn't deliver the product, or when they delivered it, it didn't do what they promised that it would do. By the time consumers got these products, they were not able to mine for bitcoins as effectively or profitably as the defendants told them they would. So this is a problem under the FTC Act.
And we were discussing this before the interview, and that there's really no way at this point that we've got specific numbers on how many people were affected. But it's plain to see that there are people across the country and across the world, many thousands of people who purchased these products and were harmed in this.
Butterfly Labs had many consumers who've complained. Thousands of consumers have complained about not receiving products or receiving obsolete products. We know that the company took over $50 million up front. So they took this money from consumers before they had even given products, and in many instances likely before they had even developed any products. So this is a lot of harm.
The press release from the FTC says that action is now underway to control Butterfly Labs and try to stop this from continuing. What point in these proceedings are we currently at?
So right now, we were granted by the court to do an immediate access of the business premises. That means we went into the business premises to see what was going on with the company, what they were doing with consumers' money. The court also agreed to freeze the defendant's bank accounts so that that money is being left untouched and will hopefully be available at the end of the day for consumer redress. The next step is we have a hearing scheduled for next week where we and the defendants will discuss what has been going on with the court, and the court will decide whether to continue the asset freeze that I discussed, and then litigation will continue.
So right now the FTC is handling this as a civil matter before it goes over to anything that may be criminal in the future.
That is correct. The FTC has brought a civil action against Butterfly Labs. We're seeking an order that would prevent the company from making these kinds of misrepresentations in the future, from taking consumers' money without providing anything in return, and we're seeking money back for consumers.
What should people who have been harmed in this scam do at this point? Is there some sort of recourse or procedure that they should be going through in order to report what's happened to them or try to get their money back?
People should certainly complain to the FTC if they have invested in this product and they have received nothing in return. Also, in general, consumers should be wary about paying for products in advance. If you're concerned about a particular company or you don't know much about it, but it looks like it's a new and exciting company, do some internet research, see what other consumers are saying about the company. And again, if you experience any problems with the company, such as here, where a company is promising to deliver a product and doesn't, please be sure to complain to the FTC. We take consumer complaints very seriously, and we are very serious about getting money back for consumers in this case.
You talk about doing your proper due diligence and research on the internet before you start pre-ordering products. We've got allegations, and you've got allegations in these filings, that Butterfly Labs was going on the internet and posting phony reviews and buying out websites even that were posting disparaging remarks about their products. What are we going to be hearing at the hearings about this, and what did you see while you were doing these investigations?
We have a lot of allegations and statements in our briefs about what it was doing. And Butterfly Labs did have an active presence on the internet. So we have highlighted in our briefs, for example, that Butterfly Labs made statements to consumers on its website about when it would deliver the product. It made statements on other websites about how effective the product would be. And we do have some allegations that, you know, the company did look at another site, Buttcoin, I believe it was called, and make sure that reviews about its products were positive. So I think, you know, to the extent that there were some negative comments out there, Butterfly Labs certainly had a motivation to make sure that people were instead posting positive product reviews and things like that.
This case will be before a judge later this week, and obviously a civil matter can take some time. What point would we be able to see refunds coming back to people who have been harmed in this case?
So the first steps, of course, is that we need to prove our case in court, and of course, Butterfly Labs is going to be in court as well. So we'll have litigation and discovery going on for the next several months. We do wait till the conclusion of the case before we can actually return money to consumers. So litigation is really the next step, and then we hope to prove our case in court so that we can get this money back.